Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, just last night, after the Blazers lost, Chauncey said this.
I'll do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah.
Very bad choice of words.
Yeah.
Let the chips fall where they may.
Well, they fell today, and you know, that
you're a loser.
Someone, you know, again, internet, but a lot of the memes flying around now of Lillard waving goodbye, and then it's they've done Chaunce like walking, like walking away in cuffs.
It's actually pretty neat.
Yeah, he will never coach the Blazers again. He's been suspended. He will never be a part of the NBA again. He is gone. Now, what happens as far as does he plead? Does he go to trial? Does he spend time in prison? Who knows? But he is done in the NBA.
So what happened was he was arrested by the FBI at his house this morning at 6 a.m. According to Big Sook sources, he did not know it was coming.
No, he did not.
And they were ready to ram down his door.
Yeah, they brought out the whole...
He answered.
Yeah, he answered.
And they cuffed his ass.
I was told that he was under surveillance for about the last 3 to 4 days, 24/7. To make sure that when to, and all these people were, all 31, because they were afraid that if one of them found out that they
even
were
even Pookie?
Yeah, even Pookie. Well, the idea was that if one of them found out, and then I don't think they were necessarily worried that Chaunce was going to flee, but word spreading that these arrests were coming. And they had been working on this for a long, long time.
So the feds then held a very wild press conference
with
a lot of crazy details and a lot of grandstanding.
Yes.
I mean, watching the presser, it's
unbelievable.
It was pretty clear there was quite a bit of sort of bravado from the FBI towards the crime families. I mean, they were certainly wanting to appear tough and get the message across that they're going after organized crime. So there was clearly an agenda there.
Hey, Pookie, we're coming for you. And Albanian Bruce.
Yeah, so names like Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and Damon Jones helped get them headlines for this big display that they wanted to put on at the press conference. They had Cash Patel there and everything. So it was a big deal.
And Chaunce, much like in the indictment, Chaunce was used as the big fish to lure people in.
Right.
Chauncey was used to get people's attention for this case.
Sure. Sure. And you could, that was very obvious by watching the press conference today. It was a whole thing. But here are the details. Apparently the mafia was orchestrating a series of illegal poker games. They were all rigged. What they used, to rig the games is pretty wild. They used off-the-shelf shuffling machines that were altered to read cards in the deck. So they knew the sequence of the cards. That was then relayed to someone off-site. They called them an off-site operator. And that person would then send the info back to a quarterback at the table who had a phone, who would then signal to the others how to play their cards. So obviously the info was used to win games. They used poker chip tray analyzers that secretly read cards using a hidden camera. They used special contact lenses and eyeglasses to read marked cards. And they also used an X-ray table that could read cards that were face down on the table. So I ask you this question before I get to other details here. If you sat down at a game with all of those things in play, Do you not know it?
Well, it sounds like, so we played it earlier. There's about a 2-minute clip from a podcast 2 years ago from a professional gambler who said that these poker games were going on 4 to 5 years ago, leading all the way up to now. By the way, the person that I talked to today that was with direct knowledge of this, I did ask, is this something that happened years ago, or is this something, and he shook his head and he goes, basically, this is a continued thing. This is not something that happened a few times years ago and then stopped.
There was another game planned.
Yes, this is a regular occurrence.
They got to find a new guy from the NBA to help them lure in the fish.
Find a new guy. So the professional poker player went on a podcast 2 years ago and said that he was invited to a game centered around Chauncey Billups. And he goes, no, I know for a fact that this game is rigged. And he was saying that there were professional poker players there. And he said when they sat down at the table, it was clear. You want to play the...
Yeah, I got it here.
Yeah, play the clip. Because this
must have been like 5 years ago, 2019-ish, I think.
Who is this guy talking?
4 years ago.
He's a professional gambler.
Where there was this game. It started in L.A. and then it came to Vegas for a few days. And it was all built around Chauncey Billups. And
Jesus.
I had heard about the game, and the person who told me about it was like, look, I know the game runners. I'm telling you 100% this game is on the up and up. And I was like, well, I know a lot of the people that are involved, and I'm telling you 100% that it is not on the up and up.
Yeah.
And you know, we kind of went back and forth, and I agreed that like I just wasn't going to go play it, but I had some friends who went and played it both in LA and in Vegas. And it obviously like was for sure confirmed to be cheated. Mm-hmm. Like people who clearly didn't even understand the rules of No Limit Hold'em are just like jamming hundreds of big blinds in with like a gutty and then just drilling it. Yeah. Only the pros are losing. Like
how is it figured out? Like
I can't remember if this was the game where
no. Over the loudspeaker?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That was Pierre.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still, I mean, it's not like Chauncey and Pierce don't know each other. You know? I feel like it's probably the same crowd overlapping there.
Gotcha.
But maybe not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah, okay, so I don't get the whole thing about over the loudspeaker with Paul Pierce. Well, what was that about?
I think there was a tournament where they usually you have like a tournament director and they call things out like as they're happening. So I'm assuming that there was another instance of cheating that they were referring to and that wasn't this one.
So basically he was saying that anyone that knew, like the poker players that were professional poker players were like, dude, get the F out. It's easy to know.
But he said they still went in and played it.
Well, but that's my point is they immediately knew what was up and probably left. But the suckers that aren't aware they're the ones that probably, a professional poker player did not get taken. Someone lost $1.7 million in one of these games.
And that wasn't a pro.
That is not a pro.
Right. Well, so, some of the pros, we went through the list of names.
Yeah.
There were a couple of pro poker players that were on the Chauncey Mafia side.
Yes. And so
they were in on the game.
And so that goes back to it. So it is my understanding, basically, reading through this and listening to this, but I still can't believe that this was out there in public knowledge years ago.
And yeah, this is the Our Friends podcast with Matt Berkey. That is who, so he's a professional poker player. That's who was
talking. And the idea that like the Blazers in their vetting process aren't aware of this is just staggering to me, but it sounds like if you are a poker player, you were not fooled by this, but you don't try to fool professional poker players. You fool idiots that have a lot of money and they just want to hang out with celebrities and famous people and play cards. And those are the suckers that you end up bilking the money out. In fact, you know, when you bring a professional poker player in, it probably adds credibility to the game. And you're like, oh my God, the professional poker player is losing too.
Right. If Chance is there and the professional poker player's there, you're thinking, oh, it's got to be on the up and up.
Yeah. Meanwhile, this guy walks in and is like, dude, these idiots don't even know the rules. And yet they're just cleaning everybody out.
We went through that list of ways that they cheated. Like, that stuff has got to be at some level obvious.
No.
Apparently not.
No, so let me kind of chime in here on that to answer your question about how did they notice. You talk about like guys jamming with no equity. What that means, I think Suk said it earlier in the show, you got one or two outs. You got one or two cards that'll make your boat, that'll make your straight.
And
or
guys
whatever.
Are putting $100,000.
Yeah, and that, Rob, unfortunately, that when you see that or you feel that happen two, three, four times at a table, that's kind of when you start to maybe think that there's cheating going on. No, there's literally with these card machines, with the x-ray table, you can go look at pictures of this stuff. It looks like any generic poker item that you would see walking into any poker room. The sunglasses thing, for me, the video that I showed you guys, it's circulating on X.
It's crazy.
That's the big one, because I always wear shades when I play poker, right? Your eyes are your biggest giveaway. A lot of players wear shades, but if they're wearing contacts or shades with a marked deck that nobody else can see, it's just so
crazy.
Easy.
They have
I guess you couldn't.
They have these photos where dudes are just wearing sunglasses or contacts, and when you look at the cards, you can see through the car, you can see in a big letter.
Nuts.
And they had a card counter that would shuffle the cards, and as it shuffled, it would read the deck. And so someone sitting in the back knew the exact order of every card that was in the deck, and then they could relay that information.
Well, I just went through all that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So the Mafia was orchestrating these games.
Yeah.
And they were behind it. And they were rigged. They used all kinds of wireless cheating technology. Yeah. They were in Vegas. They were in Miami. They were in Manhattan. They were in the Hamptons. Anywhere rich people were, 11 states in all. They said Billups was the face card. He was used to lure in what they called fish. So he was in on it, and the fish would be these big money guys who want to play in these games with him. So Billups was kind of the key guy. It's like, hey, cool, I want to play in a poker game with Chauncey Billups. So they stole tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars per game from these fish. One person lost $1.8 million. Yeah. They said that the Mafia got involved. Mafia was running non-rigged games for the longest time, but then when they heard of these, they got involved in these rigged games, and then the money was laundered through shell companies and crypto transfers. There was even acts of violence and extortions of victims who owed them money. Like, it is real-time
bad stuff.
Mafia stuff.
Yeah. Tens of millions of dollars and threats, and I mean, this is just all kinds of bad.
So Chauncey specifically faces two charges: money laundering conspiracy and wire fraud conspiracy. Court documents obtained by TMZ show that he was wired $50,000 after they shook down a whale in an illegal game back in 2020. They said that Billups' role as the face card was crucial, as he would lure wealthy players into the games.
Much like that guy, the professional gambler on the podcast, said the game was centered around
him,
Chauncey Billups.
Yeah. It's hard to wrap your head around this, but just in the event that you don't believe that Billups knew what was going on and he was just being paid to be the face, there are messages from Damon Jones' phone, and Damon Jones was in the same boat as Chance in this situation, saying, remember, if you have to think hard about a call, just fold. Yeah. And watch Amar, he's the Steph. Also watch Marco, he's the Bron. Yeah. And those were two guys that were named in the 31 names that we mentioned.
All coordinated.
So they're all it's all coordinated. He's in on it. Yeah. And they say that prosecutors say that sometimes the players were told, like Chauncey and Damon and those guys, were told to lose, and sometimes they were told to win. Yeah. They were just basically following the orders of the people who knew what the cards were.
Yeah. And we don't know how he got involved. We don't know why he got involved. We'll find out as that goes on. And then the second charge in this is the sports gambling aspect of it. And while his name isn't directly named in that, if you read through the affidavit, he clearly is co-conspirator number eight, a former NBA player and now current NBA coach that lives in Portland. And he was giving gamblers tips on fixing games.
So more charges coming?
I don't know.
I don't know about charges, but that one right there, he's out of the NBA. Like the NBA, let's just say he gets off scot-free on everything we just talked about.
Yeah.
The NBA will ban him for life for this. Like he, as the coach of the Blazers, was tipping information that he was going to rest players so that they could win bets on Blazers games. Yeah. Dude, you're done.
And by the way, those bets were bet. They were cashed to the tune of $100,000+. You're cooked. He will never.
So they
coach.
Don't have to prove that.
No.
The NBA will investigate that. Yeah. And dude, it's he's out.
Yeah,
so anyway,
the indictment was just charging him in the poker one. He's named in the second indictment, basically. But as of right now, we haven't seen any of the charges coming his way for that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.